Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing. Ooh, we are testing, testing, testing. Ooh, testing, testing, testing. Melissa, your mic is now on.
Yes. Ooh, testing, testing, testing. Ooh, testing, testing, testing. Ooh.
Now let's bring on in Court.
Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing.
My favorite beach in Florida's testing.
What'd you say?
When I'm at the hotel, I'm staying at a Westin.
But it's the Bestin.
Chicago.
Because I couldn't afford the Best Western.
That's why I'm at the Western.
Oh.
My dog likes to be fetching.
And now your wife is nesting.
I was going to go there, and then I was going to follow it up.
Stop trying to make fetch happen, Gretchen.
Well, I like that.
Gretchen Williams.
Yeah. Mean yeah. Let me ask you a question, Austin. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
I needed to be asking.
Yeah. Was a surprise ruined today?
Your surprise?
No.
What surprise?
A big surprise.
When it was typed in on the computer?
No, Russell, not that even.
Russell Dickerson?
Your mom mentioned something today that I didn't know.
Yes!
Wait, what?
I don't know if this should be part of the podcast. You didn't catch it?
No, what'd she say?
I know, he didn't make a face when it happened either.
What'd she say?
No, he didn't.
No, you missed it then.
Oh,
you
no.
Missed
oh,
it?
Oh, no, 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 no. Guys, what did my mom say?
You didn't catch it? Oh, my God, I'm
should
so
I,
glad
should we
you
put this on the podcast?
Up.
Should I stop recording right now?
It'll be up to you.
Okay.
What? You could cancel this out and we could talk about something else.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago on the show, every Monday we do Daddy Diaries.
Sure.
And you wanted a middle name for your daughter.
Uh-huh.
But the catch was we didn't know her name.
Oh, did she say? Did
but she now say we know her name?
She said the baby's name.
Oh, snap.
I love it.
Do you like,
yeah.
Do you like it, though?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like you wouldn't have brought it up to me if you didn't like it.
So you missed it. You did not catch.
I didn't miss.
You didn't
I mean, it. I missed it. Yeah, I did not catch her saying it. Probably because she talks to me about her all the time. So.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, I actually really like it because I love when last names are used as first names, okay. Which is why my son's name is Porter.
I kind of don't want to say it on this podcast just for the sake to make people go and listen to the best of.
I think that's fair.
Melissa and Austin best of podcast to hear it.
So we won't say it.
But we can talk about it.
But we can talk about it.
Definitely. Okay. So you guys like it?
I do.
Cool?
I do. And I'm with Melissa. I do. And I never really thought about it. But like last names as first names. And I guess I never realized Porter is as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Porter is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
see, and my wife loves boy names for girls. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I feel like this is a nice compromise.
I like it.
Because she was like, what about Greg, but for a girl?
No. Did she really throw that out?
Yeah, well, like she'll throw like guy names, like blatantly guy names, but for girls.
So I know on Twitter and stuff, a lot of your friends, you've joked around about it, the name somehow being related to a Titan or a player or an athlete.
Derrick Henry. Yeah, I love Derrick Henry.
Or I thought, you know, then you said like, you know, Cortland Finnegan. And there were several like Titans you threw out there. Does this name have any correlation to your athletic
interests? To a Titan
interest?
Or anyone? No, I think there was a former Bear, though.
I can sense
that
it.
Out.
I can
we'll bleep that out. I think there's a former Bear with that name, maybe.
Was there?
Maybe. I don't know.
But it didn't. That's not where you came from.
Yeah. I mean, is there?
Oh, there's no sports relation. I kind of wish there was now that we said, though.
You basically picked it just on the basis of you guys liked the sound of it. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, just because we thought it was cute. And we actually had this name ready like years ago. In fact, to the point where my sister and brother-in-law wanted to name their firstborn this.
But you had dibs?
Or maybe their secondborn. No, their secondborn. Their secondborn, they wanted to name it this. And they asked us.
Out of all the names, they had the same name as you?
Yeah. And so they said, do you mind, like, are you guys still planning on, because they knew we were planning on using it. So they came to us and asked and said, and we had to, like, it was kind of an awkward conversation, but we had to say, like, yeah, we actually are planning, like, that's our firstborn.
And they didn't know ahead of time.
They knew that we had talked about it. We had mentioned it as a name that we were considering.
So they tried to steal it.
Yeah.
You know,
but this was like, she's now six, I think, five or six.
Oh, wow.
So this was 5 or 6 years ago.
So on your first date, you guys talked about what you were going to name your future daughter.
No. Well, Meredith and I have been married for a long ass time. So, yeah, it was probably our second date.
Oh, my gosh. I guess that's hard for me to wrap my head around because there are so many names to choose from.
Right.
So why does it come down to, you know, siblings wanting the same name for their kid?
I was supposed to be named Ryan, but my dad's brother had his son before me, and so they named him Ryan. So now I got stuck with Austin.
I get stuck. Don't you like it?
No, I love Austin. I actually prefer Austin.
Your mom had a funny joke that we're going to see Austin today. Like, oh my God, you guys are flying in? We're going to see Austin, Texas.
I honestly, and I told Melissa this afterwards, and I love my parents, and I love, like, they were just up here like a couple weekends ago. I love when they come up, and I love hanging out with them. I love spending time with them. I got scared when she said, I was like, are they coming this weekend?
I don't like pop-ins.
Because then I was like, you got to be mentally prepared for it.
Oh, yeah.
And not, this isn't a my parents thing. This is an anybody staying with us thing. Like, I'm like, this is one of the few weekends, and you guys know how busy I've been on the weekends, either traveling or people coming here into town staying with us.
Mm-hmm. Must be
so
awesome.
My weekends are sacred. And so if I have a blank weekend where there's nothing, that is a great state of mind. That is it. Like, I will probably be in a great mood tomorrow.
You usually are on Fridays.
Right, because it's like, okay, I'm like looking
forward. Because the Dodgers don't have to play anymore.
Okay, don't bring that up. That's mean.
Great mood, my butt.
There's a chance they could get eliminated on my birthday. They're facing elimination tonight, Melissa.
Or they may not. Don't be negative.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I needed.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what I turn. There's curmudgeon court, and then there's positive Melissa. Sorry, I don't have alliteration for your name. But But yeah, so yeah, they came up. I don't even know where we went. This is what we do on this podcast. We go down courses of conversation, and we don't even remember how we got.
You were just
there.
Saying how like the pop-ins. You need you and I at least need a heads up.
Yes, definitely need a heads up. So yeah, so when my mom called in to say that, but we were talking about something else prior to that.
Oh, baby name,
baby name, baby name. Yeah, I think Meredith and I think have we have the next two. If we have two more girls, we have the next two planned out, like name wise.
Well, guys, what if it's a boy? Guys,
we don't know at all. No, because really? She wants. We had a guy name. We were gonna go. We were gonna go Charlie for a boy. If we ever had a boy,
Charlie or name? Charles.
I think either Charles, but call him Charlie. Mm-hmm. I love that name. But now Mare's like freaking out because like Charlie's become a more popular girl name, and she loves it for a girl name.
Oh,
I don't know. She also loves Spencer for a girl, which is like it's cute, and I get it. But I'm not a fan of like. Because, like, I grew up with, like, a guy that I know named Spencer.
Right.
You know? Okay. I used to work with Spencer.
I love Spencer. Yeah, I know who you're talking
another,
about.
That's yeah. another Spencer in my
He's
life.
A good guy.
So I have multiple Spencers in my life. My best friend from college is named Spencer, now that I think of it.
Wow.
Oh, that would be hard, then, to name your kid Spencer when you know that name.
And that Mark Wahlberg movie.
Right.
Yeah.
yes.
What Mark Wahlberg movie is that, Corey?
And it's, like, my least...
I think it's called Spencer Confidential. Spencer.
That's
my,
right.
My least favorite character in The Hills was named Spencer, you know? So it's, like, Spencer's just everywhere. So, like, no offense to any females named Spencer. It's a very pretty name for a girl, but I just know too many.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
M'lady and I haven't talked about names specifically, but I have said I would love for it to be... alliteration, because I always love alliteration. Yeah. And I think it's funny. The problem is
curmudgeon.
F.
Oh no, Court's not your last.
There's
name.
Not a lot of great F names.
Frankie Freeman.
I think that's kind of funny. I don't mind
no,
it.
Frank E. Yeah. Freeman. Frank E. Freeman. How about that? Like his middle name's Edward.
I like it.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just call him Freeman? Freeman Freeman.
Oh. Or no, first he's just Freeman.
Just Freeman. Oh no. Yeah, he's like Bono.
Wow.
Or Madonna.
He'd be going places.
Oh, I low key love that. Just Freeman.
That would be really cool.
Hey, like she's
you're
reading
welcome.
Roll. What was it?
I said you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
I would actually consider it.
Like Sam Davidson, Dana Dankich, Freeman. Like it's just one
That's
word.
Pretty cool.
That is actually really cool.
I'm with it.
Oh my God.
What is if it was a girl?
Still Freeman.
Freeman.
Free woman.
Yeah, free woman. Yeah. But when you guys were like spitting out, you know, name ideas, was there one where you were like, or did you allow each other like vetoes ahead of time?
Oh, yeah. There were many times. In fact, most of the names Meredith brought up, I would say, oh, no. In fact, she got mad. She would get mad that I kept saying no. And she's like, well, why don't you come up with one? And we do this a lot for the boy names because I'm dead set on Charlie, but she doesn't want that anymore. So then she's like, she'll throw names out and I'll be like, no, ew, no, no.
Henry Huff is alliterative.
Henry Huff is.
I'll give you the name, my second runner-up name.
Okay.
And I'll let you have it if you want it, but I don't know if you're going to want it.
Okay. What?
Garrett.
Garrett. See, my best friend from high school is named Garrett.
Ugh.
I know. Oh. I can't
get it.
I just know too many people. I've yeah. Oh, wait.
That's sorry. A great problem to have.
No, that came out. That was the douchiest thing I've ever said. No, it. I just, like, because I would always, like in college, I moved for, like, I was in college 5 years. a victory lap. I lived in 5 different places. I had over 24 roommates in college.
Oh, man.
What?
Well, so did I. Well, one, I lived one in a frat house one year.
One of the years I had 13 roommates. It wasn't a frat house, but it was pretty much like a frat house.
Oh, my gosh.
So that upped my number a lot. But I moved every year, so like I was always running around in different circles.
Sure.
I like Garrett. Friends. But you know what's funny is I can see Garrett and Porter being brothers.
Really?
Oh, I actually can
it
see
It does
that
sound
too.
Like
yeah.
like...
Garrett and Porter.
I don't know why.
So wait, did you have Porter like well planned out ahead of time, or was it one of those things where it's like you're a month out and you're like, we need to figure out a name? Like, when did you come up with the name Porter?
Porter was on the list probably about 6 weeks out, and then about 2 weeks out, Garrett came on the list. And then he had been born for at least a full. Almost a full day.
You didn't have a name?
I think we were like, I don't know.
I almost feel like, you know, I did the same thing with Farley, where it's like, we had ideas, and I know it's awful to compare your dog to your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, that
I know what you went through.
I know exactly what you went through. But you almost have to, like, meet them. Because then it could be like, oh, he's not a Farley.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's not a Porter. Or he totally is a Porter.
Did you birth Farley?
More or less. I consider, you know, you can be born again religions. He was born again. We even did, like, the fake, like, I put him in my shirt and pushed him out. He loved it.
I'm sure he did.
I bet he did.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
I think The Office, there's a joke about that, how, like, you know, people talking about their kids, and then somebody steps up and talks about, oh, my dog, I'm right there with you. And the only thing worse is then when somebody's like, oh, cleaning my boat is the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah,
My boat requires so much maintenance, I'm right there with you. My boat, Porter.
That's like someone coming on a podcast and being like, I just know too many people. No, Melissa, my question to you is, at any point, and this is, be honest here, okay? This is a safe place.
Of course,
I'll
always be
honest. Just the
three
of us talking. Yeah. No one else listening.
Oh, now you're scaring me.
At any point after Porter being born, did you ever be like, I kind of wish we would have named him Garrett? Or like, I kind of wish we would have named him something else. Or like, you hear of another name and you're like, ah, I should have, like, regret for naming him Porter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Probably like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I just started thinking, man, I think we should have went with Garrett.
It's still on your mind.
And I was like, too late now.
Have you ever told him?
No.
That could cause, like, identity issues.
Yeah, I couldn't do that right now. Maybe someday, you know.
Do you mind sharing his middle name?
Porter's middle name?
Yeah.
He's got two.
Freeman? It's Freeman.
Oh.
It's Porter Freeman.
It's Spencer.
I believed you.
I'm just kidding.
That's awesome.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
It's Porter Frederick Stephen Moss.
Oh.
Who are they?
Frederick is my dad. Mm-hmm. Stephen is Porter's dad.
Love it.
So he's got two middle names.
Porter's dad's dad, or Porter's dad's name is Stephen?
Porter's dad's name is Stephen.
Okay.
My dad's name is Frederick.
Okay, cool. That's cool. It's like, then you, like, intertwine the family names in there very well.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So, and at one point you were like, man, Garrett, Frederick, Stephen.
That sounds good too, doesn't it?
Do you ever, now with the four names, I feel like as a mother, that's got to be difficult, especially when he gets in trouble, because then that's just an extra name you have to shout.
Oh, no, it makes it awesome.
Yeah, really? That's more intensity. So think of how intense it gets when, like, your wife or mom use your middle name.
Yeah.
Now imagine having two of those.
Yeah.
Porter
Frederick Stephen Moss!
You'll do that?
Yeah.
He's in trouble.
Then he's like,
oh, my gosh. That would be terrifying.
Yeah. I highly recommend two middle names.
Two middle names.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I love that. Two or none.
Two or none. I think I'm going to go Freeman as the middle name.
Freeman.
What is
we could call him like F3, F cubed.
Yeah. Like two free, two man.
C3FO.
Oh, C3FO.
I like it.
He's our only hope.
But you have to get him to speak in a British accent.
We've already discussed. We're raising our kids British.
British. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it's so new age. You know, it's so progressive of you guys. Man.
I don't know. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.